This preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Arsenal, 8 straight wins at home in pretty good nick, overcame a spirited Brighton in the last round. They take on Middlesbrough, who beat Man City in the last round and have subsequently gone top of the Championship. So all things rosy in the Middlesbrough camp. Is 7-1 too big to get an upset at Arsenal?
I'm tempted,
sorely tempted, because you look how good Derby and Bournemouth have been this season. I've seen a lot more of them than I've seen in Middlesbrough, and yet Middlesbrough are riding high in the Championship. And you know the way they played in that last round against City, okay, City didn't really treat it very seriously coming back from wherever it was the night before, but is it a good time to be playing Arsenal here? Just softened up by Tottenham last week, lucky to get through against Leicester. I think it's a bit big, you know, isn't it? I know that Wenger's going to be treating the FA Cup seriously, but they are still in the Champions League, remember? They are still heading, you know, in a big, big battle for fourth place. Middlesbrough are too big at 7-1. I'm going to go for them.
I thought you would. I'm cautious, Colin. I'm not quite... I think the fact that they did that to Man City, and by the way, what a run Middlesbrough have been on. You know, just an unbelievable run. Just, you know, home and away recently. I mean, you know, the last time they lost was on the 20th of December away at Ipswich. Ipswich are a decent home team in the Championship. You know, they've also lost away at Wolves. Liverpool put them out on penalties in the Cup. Then you have to go back to right at the start of the Championship season when they didn't start particularly great. They had 3 defeats in the opening weeks of the Championship season. But they've been brilliant. I mean, you know, and the away clean sheets as well. That's the other thing that you've got to look at. You know, they've been so good. Defensively, they conceded to Blackpool in midweek, which is mad because they're the bottom club in the Championship if you don't follow it too closely. But before that, they'd had 5 successive clean sheets away from home, including the Premier League champions, Man City. I mean, you stop City scoring, you should be able to stop Arsenal scoring, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
I just wonder if Arsenal have learned the lesson a little bit, learned City's lesson, if you like, and will be. I mean, City, you know, we know they went out away for that trip and got back late. I just wonder if Arsenal will be much more prepared for this Middlesbrough team. You know, Arsenal tend to come up against teams who are very good defensively and almost, you know, shut up shop and trying to hit them on the break. So I think they'll be more prepared. But I can't back Arsenal at 4-9.
No,
I mean, what a terrible price. I mean, even there would be, if this was a Premier League game, Derek, there'd be a much shorter price than that. If this was a league game and you had the Middlesbrough equivalent, but this is a confident Middlesbrough team, isn't it?
Yeah.
At the moment, I think I'm going to go for. Again, you know, Czech team news. Sanchez has had some niggles. I think he wants to play, but Wenger's intimated that he might start him on the bench. I like Ozil to score a goal. He's been in good form. He's got 3 in his last 4. It might be a bit too tricky for even a good Championship defence. 29-20, the price there. When he's on Song, he's a very good, not the player Song, but he's a very good, obviously, in front of goal, good finisher. I think I'll go for the draw at half-time, full-time Arsenal here at 100-30. I think it could be very tight, but Arsenal just about get the job done. Again, I wonder about Middlesbrough, you know, top of the table. It wouldn't be any shame going out to Arsenal, the FA Cup holders. But what a story it would be if they knocked the Premier League champions and the FA Cup holders out of the Cup. I think I'd have to have a couple of quid on Middlesbrough at 7s as well, to be fair.
Well, yeah, I mean... You know,
just for the sake, you know, just because it's a big price about a very confident team. And isn't that the formula, Derek?
It is.
A confident team.
And you might say, well, you're arguing cross-purposes here because we mentioned Derby might be weakening down.
Yeah.
But they want, and you're not saying it about Middlesbrough, but Derby were odds on, Middlesbrough are 7-1.
Oh, exactly, yeah. The same is true about both, isn't it? And team news everything, but you're right. I mean, it's a big old price.
Yeah.
In terms of goals, I mean, the headline offer gives the clue away, but Patrick Bamford's been really, really good for them, obviously, this season. He might, if you're looking for a goal scorer, 12-5 any time might be worth a look, or put him in a loose cast. But I don't think there'll be much in it. But I'll just go for Arsenal to learn from that. And I've got a feeling they might have a good spell in the FA Cup over the next couple of 3 years. Arsenal, it's the only thing they can really win, that and the League Cup. So they need to go at this full pelt.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.